our father prayer sometimes is almost like the ABCs. You remember when you got to that point, say L-M-N-O-P? And you thought it was one big word? You thought, we was kids, we thought L-M-N-O-P was one big, L-M-N-O-P, we thought that was one big thing. We didn't realize until we got a little older that that was actual letters, L-M. And we need L-M-N-O-P, like three or four of those are in my name. If I didn't have those letters, I'd be in trouble. And so it's one of those things, Paul made a statement, he said, and I'll get to my text in a minute, but Paul made a statement, he said, beware of the serpent, lest he deceive you. You got to watch out for the system. Watch out for the systems. Watch out for the normal way things go. Watch out for some of the things that you've been taught that you haven't brought to the obedience of Christ yet. You've got to watch it because it'll get you moving fast and you'll overlook. Watch this. It said it'll beguile you and deceive you from the simplicity that is in Christ. Everybody say it's simple. The simplicity that is in Christ. Now, I know if you've been in church any time as long as I have, it don't seem simple. Y'all don't want to answer me right now. I got to pray right. I got to sing right. I got to worship right. I got to sit right, kneel right, dress right. There's a lot of things. Y'all know I ain't lying to y'all. That's what the law looked like. Amen. It was just a bunch of stuff you're trying to get done, but there's no way to juggle all that. And then some of the law was messed up. I remember pointing this out one time. The law said thou should not kill. But when they caught that woman in adultery, they was ready to kill her because the law said they could kill her. What do we do? What do we do in this time? And so it begins, it's so confusing, and we're deceived and beguiled and deceived and distracted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Everybody say it's simple.
It's simple.
Come on, say it again, it's simple.
It's simple.
One more time, say it is simple.
Simple.
God ain't got no list up there that he's checking off for you to make sure that you a good child right now. He ain't making a list and checking it twice. He's not Santa Claus. Although we treat him like that sometimes. We write him letters. We want things at certain times. Are y'all listening to me? It's simple. Everybody say it's simple. That's not even what I'm talking about tonight, but it's simple. And so sometimes you'll see Jesus more by just slowing down. My father taught me something when I was young. He said, when you're reading books, but this is anytime, anything you're doing, when you're reading something, stop trying to conquer the book. You ever read a book and ain't remember nothing you read? You finished it. It's on your list. Yeah, I read 3 books this summer. Yeah. But you don't remember nothing you read. You can read a chapter and not remember the chapter. I'm not. Me too. Amen. I know. I already know what time that is. Because I've been taught to move fast. I've been taught to conquer. I've been taught that if I read so many different books, I'm going to be successful. But that's not the truth. So the simplicity. The system always has a way, and in Christ it is the way. The system has a way, Christ is. Y'all heard what I said? Yeah, the system has a way, several different ways, Christ. And because Christ is the way, say, I am the way. He made me that way. Jesus is, and I want to say it like I wrote it down, Jesus is probably the most celebrated and least imitated person in the Bible. Most celebrated. Y'all know we got that one down, right? Right? But imitate it. Am I like him? Good prayer. You ain't got to pray nothing else in the morning. You really pray, Lord, let me be like you today. You can consider your ways. You need to pray and say, let me correct me. Let me make me holy. Make sure I'm righteous. Make sure I'm doing the right thing. You don't really need it. Just look, am I like you right now? Bring every thought to the obedience of Christ. I'd like to give context on this. Christ. Everybody say Christ.
Christ.
I am Christ. Christ is who I am. Christ is who I was always meant to be. It's cool to be a Christian, but I'm really a Christ. All right, I'm not a little Christ. I am a Christ. All right, this is what I'm saying. They messed it up they were never supposed to. You read some history and read language and understand how the language goes. They were never supposed to call him Jesus Christ. It was always supposed to be Jesus the Christ. And the reason you add the to it, because the Christ is a title. It's a title that you wear. So if I dub you the Christ, you have everything that comes along with the Christ.
Yes, sir.
You get to be the Christ. You speak like the Christ. Whatever Christ can do, I can do, because I am wearing the title of the Christ. Everybody say the Christ.
The Christ.
But over time, and it's just like the systems, and just like the systems are everywhere, you begin to miss things in interpretation. So now Christ becomes Jesus' last name, which means it's not for you. And so now Christ becomes Batman. He's become Superman to us. He's become a Marvel, Capcom, whichever one you like, superhero. Fighting the night. When in actuality, he's showing you identity. Jesus is the mirror. Right? He's the most overlooked. Yes, I guarantee he's the most overlooked. In your life, over the time in your life, you think you haven't overlooked him. Over the time in your life, my life, we know, I remember growing up and I learned about all the Bible characters. I remember I had these little tapes by Hanna-Barbera called The Bible Stories, boy. And I knew them. I watched them so much that I knew them word for word. You turn one of them little cartoons on right now and I sit down and say them. I quote the whole thing. I learned about David. I learned about Jonah. I learned about Noah. I learned about Moses. I learned about all of them. And I learned about all. And the only thing I really learned about Jesus was the nativity. That's the only video they had. The only video in the series was the nativity, the Christmas story. It was the only one. And so I knew about them all. I knew about them all. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, Solomon. Ain't none of them saved me, though. So in my Bible, the Bible that you got, a bunch of books. We love the whole Bible. A bunch of books right there in that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Sums up your life. It becomes the viewpoint to everything else in the scripture. Looking at everything else from red, R-E-D, gives you proper perspective on everything that you read. See, you ain't really read if it ain't red. And so, many of our shortcomings, failure, insecurities, lack of understanding come from finding ourselves somewhere else other than in the red words. And we believe that Jesus saved us, but we don't believe that he turned us into a savior. There's a scripture in the Bible talking about you saved your own self. your Bible. It said by this they'll save themselves. And so I have to take him off the TV screen and off your superstar list for a quick minute. And the reason I'm going to do it, because he did it. He took himself off of your superstar list. Y'all realize they wanted to make Jesus a superstar? His own brothers told him, you need to go to Judea during the time of the festival. Because if you're really a public speaker, if you're really who you say you are, if you're really somebody, you need to go tell them people who you really are. Do it when everybody get together. If you really want to be famous. And it was his brothers that told him that. Yeah. Jesus said, I can't go. Y'all can go up there anytime. My time ain't come yet. Yeah. He said, I can't go up there. Y'all can go up there anytime. He said, y'all can go in there. Ain't nobody going to mess with y'all. See, if I go, they're going to mess with me because I'm coming talking about the evil. He didn't put himself on that pedestal. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. And the reason that he didn't, because if I put myself on a pedestal, then I always have a platform that you can't stand on. We're going to read it in the scripture, literally how it happens. Okay? He did not, it talked about him humbling himself. This is one of the main themes, and I think I found it hit me last week and I was talking, I think the theme to all power is humility. It's not how much you pray. It's not how much you meditated. How low are you? Everything in the system tells you, you better stand on your own two feet. Be your own person. Be a man. Be a woman. Get yourself a name. We've already got a name. The name of Jesus. Are y'all listening to me? There's sometimes that our perspective just has to flip in order for it. All the pieces are there. Imagine using your key. We were talking about this earlier, Marcus. Imagine using your key. Your key, right? Anybody got keys? No, y'all ain't got keys? Anybody got keys? I got them. You talking about the keys to the kingdom? No. Calm down. Hold on, everybody say calm down. Come on, get out the sky if I say calm down. Not the keys to the kingdom and the glory and all that, right? Do you have keys, like regular keys, jingling keys? right? Yes, I got keys in my pocket. Keys. Yeah. You know, it works. It unlocks some things, right? Yeah. Starts some things, right? Right? What about if you put it in backwards? It's still a key, though, right? And the thing you're trying to unlock is still there, right? But it's just because it's the wrong way. Still a key. All the pieces are there that are needed. But because you're using it the wrong way, ain't nothing opening up. Ain't nothing getting started. Can't nobody get home. Giving you the keys, he's talking about that in Matthew's. I give you the keys of the kingdom. But if maybe I'm not getting into the kingdom, which is on the inside of me, like I should, because I've been using the keys backwards. Perspective is everything. Flipping my understanding, flipping the way I think it. Your number one deception is by flipping your perception. Got you looking at things the wrong way. Most celebrated, least imitated. If I do a poll on how many people have been reading the Gospels in here for consistently, it wouldn't be a good amount of hands. We read Proverbs probably for the 31 days. We read some other things, but Jesus, did you read Jesus? And don't deceive yourself. Listen, let me talk to you for a second before we get on. I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to be nice because they say I'll be strong sometimes. I don't care. Nobody cares about your religion right now. All right, so before you start throwing what you know back at me in a minute, just let it go. All right, just for we got about 47 minutes left. Just let it go for a quick minute. Let's go somewhere we hadn't seen or hadn't been before, okay? Can we do that?
Yes.
Yeah, just so we can get some place. Y'all know we've been talking for a long time. And if we're always honest with ourselves, we have not seen what we should be seeing. That's always my honesty point right there. Why am I not? You know, I know we got the victory and we win. Well, why is I'm not seeing what we should see? We be honest with ourselves. The person you need to be honest with the most is yourself, right? I know it shouldn't be like this. I know I shouldn't be taking these L's. I know I shouldn't be taking these losses like this. I know I shouldn't have to be begging for the same thing, calling it prayer for the last 20 years. I know that. I know that something should be changing when I walk in the room, but for some reason it don't change every time. Right? Yeah. Honesty. Everybody say honesty. So when I see that, I say, oh, so something got to change with me. Look at Jesus and look at me. I look at Jesus and look at me. Then look at Jesus and look at me. Well, I walked in and didn't do like when he walked in. Could be honest with myself. It's a daily meditation. To be honest with myself to see what's going on. It is very easy to get into the motion of Christianity. We got the steps down. Christ. And it becomes a solemn assembly. Thankfully, so sometimes we need some solemn. Most time we need to sit down and quiet down anyway. See what he's saying. Overlook, but Hebrews 12 and 2. We're going to go to a few scriptures before I jump into the main scripture. Hebrews 12 and 2, these ones, y'all know them. We know them. We quote them. We say them. We elemental P them. I'll start off verse 1 just for context. I believe in context. I believe in not being biblically selective, so you don't pick the scriptures that you want to prove the subject that you're talking about, which is what we learn to do also. No, you have to read context because context gives you the content. You can't get the content out of it without context. What was going on before that scripture? What was going on after that scripture? All right, class. Come on, class. We're going to live by the book. That's a class I teach in school. All right, living by the book. What's going on before? What's going on after? Which way was the wind blowing? Who is he talking to? Because all of that matters. Huh? It matters if I say, if you just hear me, you don't see nothing, but you just hear me say, you don't know who I'm talking to, I'm going to beat your tail. Now, the context is a little different. Because if I'm talking to one of my little nieces or nephews, then you know there's some correction going on. Don't act like you ain't never told your child you're going to beat their tail. Might have used another word. And no judgment, no condemnation, no love. But if we're sitting there as a grown man, then you know it's about to be a confrontation here. Context. You got to know who I'm talking to. When you understand who I'm talking to, you understand what I'm saying. You understand the processes of it, right? Mm-hmm. Hebrews 12, verse 1. It says, wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with such a great of cloud. If you look up cloud in Greek, it means a bunch of people. That's really what it meant, like a cloud. Not the cloud in the air, it's people. The cloud represented people. Cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And it says it easily besets us. You see, I got to get to the two, but I'm reading, when I read the scripture, I slow down and see it. It says the sin that so easily besets us, the sin that does it easy, it gets us off track. Easy. Now remember, let me teach you a little quick lesson. Sin is not an action. It's a result. Right? It's a process. See, the actions that you do are only manifestations of your sin. Sin is an archery term. Archery, if you bow and arrow. Archery term. Simply means to miss the mark. No, I know it got a new thing right now. Sin was when you're trying to aim at something and you're missing it. You shot the arrow, but you shot it off. And you wasn't lined up. So because we weren't lined up, we didn't hit the bullseye. Sin. So now we break that down. Now sin is really talking about us missing the mark that we are. Bible talks about us being marked. We miss the mark. We miss our identity. We miss who we really are. We miss the bullseye that Jesus put on the inside of us already. And so we're always acting like somebody else. Well, mom and them told you, dad and them told you, grandma and them told you, and people at school told you. Everything that everybody done told you, that's what we acting like. You know, it's a nice character show going on sometimes, right? We acting like whoever told us, that's what we're supposed to be acting like. Tell the truth. Everybody say amen. Tell the truth in the house of the Lord. We trying to figure it out. Y'all know we come to church, we put it on. We won't be knowing each other like that. Our church friends. Hebrews 2. It so easily besets us. Why does it easily? Why is it so easy for sin to beset us when other scripture tells me that my yoke is easy? Jesus says, my yoke is easy. So why does sin so easily beset us? My focus. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Where's the race? It's before us, right? What does before you mean? Right in front of you, right? So we run the race that is set before us, right? Verse 2 describes what's set before you. It describes what the race looked like. The race is not a place, it's a person. Race is set but well. In verse 2, looking unto, that's your race. Your race is a person. The race that you're running is a personality. They used to make the statement, say, you're trying to run the race, but they keep moving the finish line. Anybody ever heard that before? Like you get to the finish, you think you're finished, then it's like, oh, they got to do some more steps. And right when you get them steps done, it's like, now you go do that. I remember going to LSU. I was almost there. I was about to get into my college of mass comm, and I was almost there, and they told me, well, you know, you ain't got this GPA. You need to get to class. So I got to take a whole nother semester. They moved the finish line. So I changed the race. I said, I think the Lord is speaking to me right now. This season in my life is over. I think God has another plan. God, I yield to your plan right now. In the name of Jesus. I walked out like this in the name of. That's the truth. That's the truth. Preach, amen. I ain't saying quit school, but you know. So my race. Verse 2, looking, that's my race. My race is a person. So now I'm not trying to conquer something. I'm being somebody. I'm not trying to get something done. I need to be who I am. And in being who I am, everything is already done. Listen. We're going from incomplete to complete. Everybody say incomplete to complete. Come on, say undone to done. Come on, say unfinished,
unfinished
to finish.
To finish.
This is where we're going. Now watch this. Looking unto Jesus, the author, who's the beginner, the maker, the planner, the writer, the one that set it all up. He's the author, right? You know, the story actually starts with the author.
Yes.
Are we there, right? So ain't nobody had no other story. The story started with him in the first place. I don't know where we got this other stuff from, but he's the author. They started it. Who started it? He started it. Not only did he start it, and it causes him the finisher, which means I know he said it is finished. I understand that he said it is finished, but finished and finished keeps going on. Finished is not a moment, it's an eternity. Come on, y'all, if y'all hear me right now, we can get it up there right quick. He's finishing. I'm finished and finishing at the same time. See, God is dimensional. And so because he's dimensional, we don't understand that he could be moving and standing still at the same time. It can be done and being done at the same time. He can the author and the finisher. I'm at the Alpha and the beginning, and Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's talking dimensionally now. It's not a historic lesson. He's saying, listen, I'm the same all the time. Every place you get, what day is it? What day is it? Yeah, that's me right there. I am that day. What month is it? I am right there too. Where did you go? I am right there too. Right? How do you feel? I am right there too. Where can we go where God won't find us? Do y'all understand the concept? He's talking dimension. He's trying to tell you that wherever you are, you are. Say, wherever I am,
I am.
We'll say it again. Wherever I am,
wherever I am.
Slow down. I am.
I am.
And we're talking about a person now. Wherever I am, I am. Say it. Come on, say wherever I am, I am. Think identity now. Think personality. Think person. Think person about the first one too, because I know sometimes we don't think person about the wherever I am, because you think about I and you think about him. No. Ain't no I in him. There's no separation. God ain't off in the clouds trying to send something to you. Or on the other end of the phone line, like we described. Say he's a very present help. Present? You know, y'all know in class, say, would you present? And present. Like right now? Like past and the present? They're very present. Author and finisher of whose faith? Whose? Come on, say mine. Own it. Say mine. So he's the author and the finisher of my faith. Say it. He's the author. Jesus Christ. Jesus the Christ is the author and finisher. That means my faith is undone without the identity of Christ. Shoot, it can't even get started. We ain't even started yet. Come on, tell us about it. We ain't even got started yet. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. It shows us how it's done too. Who for the joy that was set before him, the race, the identity, he endured the cross. That means enduring the cross solidified his identity.
Amen.
Despising the shame and set down at the right hand of the Father. Go on, come on, click over, go to, I said click over, go to Philippians chapter 2. I got to get to what I got to get to. Philippians chapter 2. I just want to make some things clear a quick second, that we know what we're talking about and we know where we're going. We know where our focus is. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. I start off verse 1. If there be any consolation in Christ, if any comfort in love, any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Don't forget that word one. Everybody say one.
One.
Come on, say it again. Say one. One more time, say one.
One.
Being of one accord, to have one mind. I don't know how we do that. Because y'all know we got different ways we think. And different ways we be feeling all day. How do we ever become? Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. In other words, don't be doing it because you're mad or you're angry or somebody's upset with you. And don't do it because you're just trying to make yourself look good. Vain, you're so vain. But you think this song is about you. You're so vain. Don't do it because you're trying to look like somebody. You already look like somebody. But in lowliness, they go to humility of mind, esteem other better than themselves. Do we get that one done? Okay, hold on, wait, don't answer me. Esteem others better than myself. Or do I think I'm better than them, so I got to deliver them? Much of the power in our witnessing is waned because we think we're better than somebody. Now, you won't say it. We won't say it. I'm going to go ask. We won't say it because I would never think that. Let me speak for myself. I would never think that I'm better than somebody. But you'll think it on that inside voice. And you'll think, I got to. You know? But your power is in your humility. Can you I thought about this last night. Think about the, I'm jumping against myself, the Jesus of humility. But thinking about the specific posture, all right? Don't get into the story. You remember the woman they caught in adultery and they brought her out and they about to stone her? Right. They said, we caught her. And said, first of all, you can't catch somebody in adultery by themselves. I don't know where the guy was. He probably was in the crowd talking about, yeah, shoot her. Hit her with that rock. He didn't tell nobody, right? The Bible is so cool, man. Like, you just, I don't read it. The Bible's better than all our TV shows we watch. It is, man. Like, how you going to watch something, man, and it change you and say, oh, this is you. The end of the story be you. Yeah. The great finale. Dun, dun. Look at the, I want you to use your imagination for a second, and I want you to see the specific posture, the physical posture and placement of people when they're standing there. These guys have brought this woman out. Say, listen, we caught in adultery. And Jesus, bringing to Jesus because Jesus is trying to get him to make a judgment. We caught in adultery. And then Jesus does this. I know we get all to the message and everything about all the different stuff we're doing, but the basic physical positioning of him to bow at a situation. The Bible's a story about you. So I see Jesus. I don't look at him. When you just look at him as your savior or the superstar, you miss out so much. Yeah. I'm telling y'all, I'm say this about myself and I'll say this about you too. You know what I say about me? I'll say about you, right? You don't know him like you think you do. You don't know him as well as you think you do. Or you don't know him as well as you could. If you think you do, that's your problem right there. You done stopped looking because you already got that one figured out. We going to glory. You know the glory right here. Y'all listen to me. He sits down and he stoops down. In the stoop down position begins the deliverance. Doesn't stand up and make a woman, what you doing? No. That was his immediate action, his immediate motion. Didn't lay hands on her, didn't hug her, didn't, wasn't none of that. Baby, what you been doing? None of that. He did stoop down. I want you to catch the concept of what's going on. And your power begins there. Lowliness of mind, esteem others better than themselves. Verse 4, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Verse 5, read it, ready, read. Say it again. One more time. Let this mind be. Beware in me. I gotta let it. That means I'm allowing it to be. So it's probably, so are we just, that it's already in there? Wait, the mind of Christ is already on the inside of me? No, I've been studying all these years. I've been going to ministry school. I've been trying to get the mind of Christ. No, it's already, you were sent here with the mind of Christ. Did you think God sent you to earth incomplete? Do you think that God created man incomplete? He ain't send you here with the tools. He didn't send you here with, he sent you, so the father gonna send you somewhere unprepared. You wouldn't send your own child somewhere unprepared. You got your toothbrush, you got your deodorant, you got everything in your bag, you got everything you need. You make sure you got enough underwear, your underwear clean. If you being, they said, this is, you being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more your heavenly father? Right? So can we conclude that God did not send us here unprepared? And the father, I don't care, before you was formed in the womb, I knew you. I sanctified you, ordained you, a prophet to the nation. All right, cool. So we said now. Nah. I knew you before you knew yourself. I set you up. I sent you here with everything that you need. It got to grow. It got to grow, but that don't mean you ain't got it. Let. Everybody say let.
Let.
I ain't trying to get. I got to get to where I got to get to. Come on, my child. Let. Everybody say let. This mind. So not that mind, not those minds, not these conversations, not these advices, no, let this mind. We're going to be specific, right? We're going to allow this mind. In other words, they got some other minds that's trying to stand up. Can I get an amen in the house of the Lord? They got some other minds that are trying to take over this mind. They got some other minds that are trying to talk louder. They're talking about you got this disease, or you sick like this, or your money ain't gonna never come through here. And there's other minds that's trying to talk louder, are trying to be you. Because some mind is gonna be in you. Some mind is going to be in you. There's going to be a mind that's going to be, exist, the identity. It's gonna be one. It's gonna make you this host. The host, when you're hosting something, they're gonna make you move and do whatever. It's gonna be like a puppeteer. Yeah. Yeah. Say, no, not all in minds. Let me be specific. Let.
Be.
Say, in me.
In me.
Which was where? Also. Oh, so that means he had to. Oh, also. Everybody say also.
Also.
Come on, say it again. Say also.
Also.
One more time. Say also.
Also.
So also means I'm going and you're going also. That means I'm going, but you're going too. That means it ain't just me. Also, everybody say also.
Also.
See how we slowing down real quick and reading these things? Y'all read the scripture before, haven't we?
Yeah.
Have we read the scripture before?
Yeah,
slow down. Which was in Christ Jesus. That means that same thing that was in him. It's also, come on, say it's also
in me.
Watch this. Say
it's also
who I am.
But I gotta let it.
But do your hand like me and do your, but I gotta let it. Change your voice. Your voice been the same too long. That's the problem we've been, your voice been saying too long. Change that, but I gotta let it. Sometimes you gotta shake some stuff up for muscle memory. But I remember that note, but I gotta let it. I remember with it. But do it again, but I got to let it. Y'all know when y'all talk to somebody, say, listen, but I got to let it. When you get up in the morning, we're gonna do good devotion in the morning. Don't say nothing else. Don't say a tongue. Don't read a proverb, nothing. You can get up in the mirror, as soon as you look at yourself, I don't care if you got crust in your eyes or whatever. You get the crust, I say, but I gotta. I'm serious, do that in the morning. I'm serious. I know it might not sound deep, but it didn't seem conventional for him to spit in the dirt either when the man blind. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. But I gotta. I know y'all gonna be in the mirror. Y'all gonna be looking around. But I gotta let it. Just do it. Like Nike, just do it. But I gotta. Cause you never forget it. Which was, I'm gonna preach. Yeah, but it was Christ Jesus. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah yeah. Which was also, it's already there. Say
it's already there.
But I gotta let it.
But I gotta let it.
It's actually functioning every day. And it's the identity of God is always functioning on the inside of you. But have you ever had a non-Christ thought? One that's not so, well, you never tell nobody but you, right? That's something else that's trying to stand up. And you got to let that too. Because if you let that, it'll be. And then you get the results of who you decided to be. Then it goes on. You can go read this for your personal time, but I'm going to read it just real quick. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. This the mind. He's describing the mind that you need to let. Amen. So he said, being in the form of God. Are we in the form of God?
Yes.
Can somebody say amen?
Yes.
If you didn't know, I'm telling you right now, there's no other form you could be in because that means something else created you.
Right.
Say, I am
in the form
of Father God. Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery. So I wasn't stealing nothing. I wasn't doing nothing wrong. I wasn't sinning. I wasn't breaking no rules. It is not robbery. I am not taking something from somebody that doesn't belong to me. It is not robbery to think to be equal with God. Now you're nervous about that one. We get nervous about that one, but God is not nervous. Let's get God's perspective on your equality with him. You think God is talking about, no, let me keep all the power because they get some of the power. No, he's not talking like that. God don't have the insufficiency problem. He know you can't take the glory from him. All you're going to do is get out there and try to fly on your own and then hit the ground and realize, oh. He know. You ever hit the ground before? I have. Yeah, you done hit the ground in your life before. Trying to take, okay, it's cool. Thanks, Lord. Thanks. Thanks. So listen to this. The tree of knowledge of good and evil. Sounds like a pretty good thing to know knowledge of good and evil. There's most of us living by that. Most of us living by knowledge of good and evil. We call it morality. We call it what we like to define as holiness. That's how we think. We're thinking good and bad. All of our decisions on a daily basis are based on what's good and what's bad. Is it good for me to stop at this stop sign? Yes. Because these cars coming, that'll be bad. We base all of our decisions based on good and bad. That's the same thing that was on that tree, the knowledge of good and evil. But it's got to go further than the knowledge of the difference between good and bad.
Come on.
And I just want to. The knowledge of good and evil. You listen to me? Are y'all listening to me?
Yes, sir.
And you're going to see. You're going to understand what happened to us. What happened. What happens to us. What happens to us on a consistent daily basis if we're not paying attention and letting this mind be. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. This happens to us. I know we like to say Adam and Eve did it. No, he's describing us.
Right.
They're describing us doing it on a daily basis.
Right. Right.
Some of us made some good and evil decisions today.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of times, some of the things you think good, you have some things that you would be doing good for somebody could hurt them.
Right.
And some of the things you think is evil, and the first thing I thought about, can I be honest with you, my inner thoughts? I used to think whoopings was evil. That ain't God. Don't. This is my little smart aleck little boy at the time. Don't be going to talking about you love the Lord and you had to raise your hand. You using the same hand to whoop me a little while ago. That don't go together. That was in my mind. If God wouldn't whoop me, he doesn't want to make me have pain. I thought it was evil. Ends up being the thing that steers me in the right way.
Right.
The knowledge of good and evil without the knowledge of oneness with God is the inception and the incubator and the initiator of sin. So the thing that you, listen to me, the thing that you think you're learning so much to keep you away from it is the thing that's fueling it.
That's right.
I don't have time to go here. Genesis. They eat. Don't go. Don't turn. So y'all put your head down. It's like everybody. It'd be funny seeing when you preaching. You're funny. He doesn't matter. Turn everybody head. Go down the same thing. It's so hilarious. It's funny. Genesis. When they eat from the tree, he tells them, "Don't eat from the tree, because then you'll surely die." He said, "You can eat from everywhere. God, dog, you can eat from everywhere else, except this one.
Right.
All right? Because this one you're gonna cause yourself to not understand life. You won't know what life is no more. You'll lose your direction of where you're at. And immediately, that's what happens." Immediately, they eat from the tree, they go get dressed. Nobody knows what getting dressed is at the time.
Right.
Getting dressed doesn't even exist. But now I got to cover myself.
Yeah.
So technically I got smarter, but life got harder. Technically I learned more, but now it meant for me to have to do more on my own. Because nobody knew what naked was. So I got dressed, right? Not only did I get dressed, I ran off from the place and hid. Come on, find yourself. Find yourself in that moment where you feel like it's not too good. You hide instead of abide. Don't hide, abide. Come on, say it. Don't hide, abide. John 57 says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you ask what you will. Abide, abide, abide. He said, me and my father are coming. We'll make our abode with you. We're coming. Don't hide, abide. But immediately, because they got smarter though. But immediately it caused you to clothe yourself and hide yourself. So the thing, because you know the system, the serpent, beware of the serpent. Remember the guy we were talking about at the beginning? Because he's going to deceive you from the simplicity. Immediately the serpent says, no, you're not going to die. Nah, he just knows you're going to know what he know. What good is it knowing what God know if you don't know how to handle it? What good is it? What good is it to have all this information? How many books you done read? How many spiritual books you done read? How many devotions you done? How many 30-day devotions, 50-day devotions, year devotion, 60-day fast? Well, not 60. You probably ain't go 60. 20-day, not even 20. Two-day fast. Come on, how many things have we conquered? Come on, y'all know we good Christian people. How many things have we read and we conquered? And we read that book about faith. Okay, now I know it. I got my faith together. Now this the one. Then they say, oh, no, but this one about the mind. No, if I get this book about the conquering the mind, and I got this one. And they say, no, but not the mind. It's prayer. And we go back into a loop. And then once we got through them books, we go back to that same book at the beginning. You don't realize all those are avenues to you. And so the thing that nobody knew what sin was until we got smart. The lack of identity, sin, missing the mark, sin, everybody say missing the mark, sin. Come on, say the lack of identity, sin. Watch this. It did not exist until I got smart. Until I started thinking for myself, that's when it got real. Until I started trying to take God's being, his understanding, his mind, and everything, and work it like I want to work it. You ready for this statement? There is no such thing as creation without the creator. There cannot be something that exists without the thing that made it exist. The thing that made it exist defines what exists. Everything that your clothes, your car, all that stuff came from a manufacturer. And they manufactured it a certain way for it to be the way that you're wearing it, or maybe the way that you're wearing it, or the way that you're driving it. Right? The way that you function with it came from the manufacturer. Right. Come on. So a thing ain't nothing that exists that didn't come from a maker. Good or bad. There's nothing that exists that didn't come from a creator. And I just had a whole lane I could have went over a whole other message, but I can't go over there because you are the creator. He is the creator, but then he made you in his image and likeness. So everything that exists is something that was created. What have you been creating? Have we been praying for the Lord to take away something that we created? I created a monster. So the knowledge of good and evil, right? Y'all know all the steps we know. I'm trying to point it out for a reason. I'm trying to point out that we can actually know a lot of scriptures and a lot of stuff and study a lot of different things, and it'll be the inception, which is like it put it in your mind. It's something to put in your mind that made you think something that wasn't originally there, right? It's the incubator. You know what an incubator does, right? Right, for the growth of something, for the baby, put something small and puts it in a good warm place so it can make it to where it'll grow right. Right, the incubator and the initiator of sin. That's good. Knowledge of good and evil. Don't sound like a bad thing, is it? We demonize it because how we preach it in church, right? But knowledge of good and evil, that's morality. You trying to take morality in your own hands. We try to take morality and what we think somebody should have and what somebody should do and how things should be in our own hands. And we miss life. Wow. Our morality could be murder. if the Creator is not involved? That's what I'm trying to tell you. Our decision making is off if we don't decide like Christ. Because what would we have done if they'd have brought that woman out in adultery? What are we doing in Word of Life right now? Stand up and say, she in adultery. Y'all not going to immediately start praying in tongues, will you? No, you know, it's not going to happen. Then your inner voice is going to get to screaming. We got to get her out of here. What would our judgment have been? Would it be righteous judgment? Or would it have been a judgment call? Because then we'd have been murderers. And now you've just used the law to make yourself a lawbreaker.
Come on.
What the law could not do, and that is weak through the flesh. What do we do? What decisions do we make? Christ. See, our focus has been off a little bit, right?
Yes,
come on, can I get an amen?
Amen?
Like we've been trying to get it, trying to do right for the Lord, trying to please the Lord. But you can't please him if you don't look like Christ.
Yeah.
There's no pleasure in that.
That's good.
You know, one of the scariest scriptures in the Bible say, you know, many are going to say they cast out demons and they did all the great church things. It's one of the scariest things in the world. If you really read it, I don't know if you ever read it before. You really read it and you really trying to do the right thing. One of the scariest things in the world, you're going to say, Lord, Lord. And he said, depart from me. I never knew you. He didn't say, nah, you was out there cussing. He didn't say, nah, you was out there tricking. He didn't say none of that. It lists, nah, it lists all the good stuff. You was on time for church. You came to prayer. You was in the worship service. You did all that. You knew all the songs. You knew all the prayers. You knew all the scriptures. Depart from me. Y'all must not have read that before, because I read it, and I started doing some inside searching. Because I said, Lord, I done cast out a demon before. Lord, I be doing stuff in Jesus' name.
So good.
Something else he looking for. And so they say a lot of stuff. Lord, 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 Lord. He said, I don't they much speaking. I don't care about that. He said, we look on the heart. That's a breakdown of the conversation that only you can have. All you can do is introspect. Prayer is really introspect, taking a spectacle of your insides. Taking a viewpoint of your inside. You look at your, ain't nobody looking inside your head but you. I don't care, you know, we even married, family, whatever. Can't nobody look inside your head. They can get used to your habits, but they don't know your head. The only person is. See how God set this thing up? Can't nobody know what's inside your head but you. It's the most intimate thing ever. It's the most intimate, oh Lord. It is the most intimate relationship that God set us up with that we're letting everybody else make a run of the mill. It's just you and them. Ain't nobody in there but y'all. And I can tell you some things, but you can only be the thing. Can't be nothing for you. That's Christ. Right there. That little sweet spot right there. You think it right? That's Christ. He right there. Because you right there. There's no separation. Everybody says there's no separation. Come on, say there's no separation. Say it again, there's no separation. This is the message that Jesus preached. Jesus preached no separation. This is the works that I do, you're going to do them. Because there's no separation. Me and my Father are one. Y'all are one too. There's no separation. You got to hear me now. It shakes your mind because we've been looking for him to come in the sky for the longest. I can't say that one. You're not ready for that one yet. No, you're not ready for that one. I'm going to say that one. There's no separation. Come on, put your hand over your heart. Say, there's no, close your eyes. It says, no separation. Say, I'm one with the Father. See, this should be our prayer. Hold on, listen. Just keep your eyes closed. Keep your eyes closed. Keep your hand down. This should be our prayer. The Our Father prayer is exactly like that. As soon as you say Our Father, a Father makes you equal with him. Because the Son is equal to the Father. They talk about Jesus like that. So the first two words of the prayer cause equality. Our Father. Come on, say there's no separation. Now, immediately when you believe, keep your eyes closed. Don't look at me now because I need you to find that center spot. It's that center spot inside of you. Right? And when you realize there's no separation, right? It eliminates all guilt, all doubt, all fear, all worry, all inconsistency, all thoughts of lack. They can't exist right there when you know I'm one with the Father. Because none of that is in the Father. So we've just dealt with our issues by calling him our Father, by realizing there is no separation. Everybody say, no separation.
No separation.
Come on, say, I am one with my Father. Look at me. There's a scripture Jesus said. He said, don't call no man on earth your father.
Right.
Listen, we skip over these. I know we don't be reading the Gospels. Don't call no man on earth your father. Because he knows that father and son in that term means equality. And sometimes I'm equal to that person or that person or that person. I'll never reach the maximum person that I really am. Are y'all listening to me? He said, you got one father. That's just your father's in heaven. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? He's trying to make a point. Don't equal yourself to something that ain't me. John chapter 17. Right now, Galatians 2:20. You ain't got to write it. Don't worry about it. Galatians 2:20. You just go read it if you don't. John chapter 17. I got to get to this. Oh, man. I hope that none of y'all are in here thinking that you're already church smart. Or you already, y'all know how we do. And some people sitting here think they know this message that I'm saying because they had a few conversations, but they ain't being it. Nobody cares about your conversations. It ain't a revelation until it becomes real. Y'all get it? It ain't a revelation until it's actually reality, consistent reality. I'm talking to myself, God dog it. I'm preaching to me too, yeah. Y'all know that, huh? I just want to make sure y'all knew. It's an amazing prayer, and I want to make sure I get to the right place. I think it starts off with verse 11. But you need to read the whole prayer. This is Jesus praying. This is right before it's time for him to go. It's John, that version of the gospel, right? That viewpoint of the gospel, John, right? It's one of the gospels, right? And his words are in red in the scripture right now that I'm about to read. And so it's almost time for him to go. Now, right before this, he says, I'm not talking to y'all in parables no more. I'm going to talk to you plain because I've been talking to you in parables. Thought you was going to pick it up, but you didn't get it. I talked to you plain and you still didn't get it. 2019 years later, we still don't get it.
Come on.
So I'm about to go pray. So he's praying this prayer in John 17. And he's praying this prayer and he's saying all these things and he's talking to God. And he said, you know, Lord, keep them like you kept me. In this world, I'm not of this world. I'm not of this place. And when you think of world, don't think about worldly or secular. You got to think about an organized organism, right? One of the Greek definitions of world is harmony. Things working in tandem, working together. But just because a thing works together doesn't mean you're going to work together with that thing, depending on how you're lined up. Gravity. Everybody say gravity. Say gravity. Gravity does not care what color you are, what weight you are, how spiritual, how much you pray to nothing. It's going to get with you if you trip. So everything you do, you have to line up with gravity the proper way. Right? Yeah, falling is not being lined up with gravity properly. So we do, y'all get what I'm saying? The system is already, the organization has already been set up like God set it up in the beginning. Then he placed man in the garden and says, line up. Now the only place you need to line up is in authority. That's the only position for you. There's no other position for you. And authority begins on the floor. Humility. He's praying and he prays this prayer and he's asking for some things and he gets specific. And for the sake of, these words spake Jesus, verse 1, I'm going to read it. Words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come, glorify thy son, that thy son may also glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on earth, and I have finished the work which thou hast given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Wow, before the world was. Wow. Have you ever slowed down and read chapter 17? No, huh? No, come on, honest. Be honest with me right now. Be honest with me in the church. I'm not taking no tests and judging right now. You know, they wouldn't read. No, I know already. Just be honest with me. Just be honest with yourself. John chapter 17, have you ever slowed down and read it? It's powerful. How do we, Christian, what? We don't even know what he's praying for us. I have manifested my name unto the men, my character. When you hear name, you see character. It's a character. It's an attitude. It's a being. It's everything that's all the power that's allotted to that character. It's not just the end of your prayer in the name of. He's trying to empower you, Katie. You listening to me? Yeah. I have manifested thy name. And he didn't manifest his name. He said, I manifested your character. Thine they were, and thou gavest me, they kept thy word. Now they have known all things whatsoever thou hast given me of thee. For I have given them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I am came from thee. Where them words come from? You giving people, right? And they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. All right, now, if you don't know that, everybody falls under that. I know you thought that was, you know, he praying for the good people. No. Jesus even said, I ain't come for those that didn't need a physician. And verse 10, here we go. He just said what I'm saying. And all mine are thine. And thine are mine, and I am glorified where? Amen. Verse 11. And I go. Verse 11. Verse 11, he says this. He says, watch this. And now I am no more in the world. Now, he's still in there, but he's just talking about where he's at. But these that are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name, not through my name. I thought he said keep through Jesus' name. No, he said keep through thy name. Character. Keep through thine own name those who thou hast given me, that they may be. What's that last three words?
As we are.
So I am praying and I'm pleading and I'm asking God that you keep them through your character so that they know that they're one with you, just like we are one. This is the prayer he's praying for he leave. He didn't pray for to keep them holy because he knew holiness was already in one. He didn't pray for them to be moral or good because he know goodness was already in one. If I'm one with God, there can't nothing else be in there. How many things, Jesus said, talk to Mary, he said, but only one thing is needful. The rich young ruler come running, he said, one thing you're lacking. And right before he said, one thing you're lacking, remember he come and said, good master? He said, don't call me good, ain't nothing good. Hold on, no. I thought he said, but God too. No, he said, ain't nothing good but one, and that's God. Verse 20, neither I pray for these alone, but them that also shall believe on me through their word. Verse 21, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee. That they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Verse 26. Verse 26, I want to read. Hold on, let me. Verse 22, and the glory which thou hast given me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are. I in them, thou in me, that they be made be perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me and thou hast loved me, thou hast loved me. If I don't know I'm one, then everything else I'm doing don't matter. And them red words are consistently telling me that I am one with a Father that loves me. Stand up. Father, I pray that we understand our oneness. My God, my God, my God, my God. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands real quick. Lift up your hands and surrender to the oneness real quick. Father, I pray that we understand. You pray. I'm not praying for you. You pray. Pray. Don't pray in tongues. I'm just praying in English real quick. And you request the oneness, the mindset for oneness. Request understanding your oneness. Don't ask for nothing else right now. Everything else is in the one. Request that I understand my oneness. Anything that breeds separation in me, move it out of me. Move the mindset of separation out of my mentality. I am one with my Father. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. I ain't looking for nothing but one. If it ain't one, it ain't me. I'm in you, you and me. We're one. We're one in the Father. Don't talk too much until you hear it now. Because sometimes we can overtalk the impression that he's making on the inside of us. I'm one with you, Father. I believe it. Even if I don't believe, help my unbelief. We are one. Just let it sink in for a minute. My oneness. Meditate on my oneness. Everything that's in you is in me. Everything that is me is in you. Whew. Just for a quick second, imagine that. What it's like to be one with God. You already are. Being one with God is almost a load off. I've been carrying that burden. Amen. You may be seated. Don't allow your mind. The ushers are about to be in the aisle, the envelope. Before you move, ushers, don't allow your mind to get into normalcy of what you've been in. It's going to be a little, I'm going to use a word. And we don't understand what this word is. It's weird. Right? But if you look up the word weird and really the definition of weird and where it comes from, it really talks about destiny. You didn't think so, huh? You thought it was something off the wall or something crazy? No, it's really talking about, because it's weird. If you're walking like Christ, you're going to be weird in this society. So before ushers pass out the envelopes, you can pass them out now. I told y'all to wait, but you can pass them out now. But don't go into the normalcy. Your normal way of doing things. I'm going to hold you here. I'm going to talk to you through it. Don't let your mind fly back into the same zone or the regularity of what's been for so long. Bring me an envelope, B. Envelope and a pen. Don't let your mind go back into the normalcy, into the regularity of being separate, of being somewhere else. Right now, even in your giving, what is this that I'm giving that God didn't already give me? Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. I'm one with God. That means my finances are one with God's finances. That means we can't run out. We can't have lack. Right? We can't not have enough. Oh, you understand what I'm saying? Don't let your mind go back. I'm talking to you for a reason. I'm talking to you for a reason, because immediately when you get something, and immediately when something becomes clear, immediately when there's a revelation, an opening of something true that I hadn't been to, the enemy immediately comes to try to take you back to where you were. One. Come on, say it. One.
One.
Say, I'm one.
I'm one
with the Father. Say, the Father is one with me. I know you think you know how you feel about the Father, but he feels about you more. Come on, I'm one with the Father. I'm going to let that one breathe. Come on, no separation. Come on, y'all. Come on, no separation. I'm one. With the Father. With the Father that loves me. Father, I pray from a position of one. I pray from a position of one with you right now. So I'm not praying to reach for something or to get something to come from somewhere else. Or for you to send anything. We are one and connected right now. So I pray from a position of oneness with you. I know I'm already connected. I'm already saying already who you are. And so we thank you. We're giving you these seeds and giving you these gifts, but they're already yours. They were yours before we even got them. Because we are one. And so we thank you for the oneness. That's what this seed. Yeah. This is an act of our oneness. We're connecting our finances. We thank you, I am one. In Jesus' name, us to serve the people. Don't let your mind go. Don't let it go. Hold on to that for a minute. It changed it, don't it? I'm looking at you. You know, it changed it, don't it? Don't your mind go right to the normal part of service right now. We about to dismiss all. No. One. But I say, I am one with the Father. And you can function every day in your everyday actions, one with the Father. That's what he wants. That's been the plan the whole time. How much change is going to happen tomorrow? Wherever you set foot at. I believe that. Yeah, your phone's probably going to be ringing off the hook tomorrow. Y'all going to be calling, talking about, guess what happened? Guess who changed? Guess who got up? Only because you're one. I'm expecting a phone call, text messages, all that. Stand up. And leave out of here as one. You're dismissed.